Beautiful. WFUV, live from Studio A, Howie Day.
That's me.
On 90.7 FM. I don't know how to explain to people who can't see what I just saw. First thing I have to explain to people who are listening is that I'm sitting in a room with one guy and one guitar. And you just created an entire band with a whole bunch of little boxes and about 8 pedals on the floor.
That's my shtick.
How do you do that? Did somebody teach you how to do that?
Actually, I originally got the idea from another artist, Joseph Arthur, mm-hmm. who I saw play solo and doing something somewhat similar with the looping, the live sampling thing. And I kind of saw it at a time where I was getting bored with being the strummy acoustic dude, and I was getting a little bored of that limitation. So I saw him do that and was like, I got to do something like that. That's cool. That's a good idea.
See, now I've seen that done. I've seen Janice Ian do that live to great effect, but she's looping maybe one or maybe two things. How many different loops do you have going at any given moment there?
I don't know. That was probably 5 or 6 layers. I don't know.
Is it at all hard to keep track?
Not really.
You sort of get used to it after
a
while.
Yeah, it's just like multi-track recording.
Right. But you're doing it live, though, so there's a considerably small margin for error.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. It's sometimes it gets scary.
Right. So what if maybe you just happen to hit a bad note and you've just looped it?
It records it.
Oh, man.
And then I have to kind of go, or something to try and cover it up.
Have you had that happen?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, once in a while, but I don't mess up very often. But I can't say that I never do, because if I say that, then I will probably today.
right, knock on wood.
Yeah.
It adds a whole different layer of something to get nervous about, though, right?
Because
there's always something that could go wrong in a live performance, like 8 or 10 or 20 different things.
Right.
But when you've got, I counted like, 8 different foot pedals, right? Thereabouts?
Yeah, something like that.
Something like that. And you've got all these different loops going.
The thing that's weird is that, you know, they always tell you about performing or whatever you're doing, a stand-up comedian or a musician or whatever. If you make a mistake, just keep going. Nobody noticed. But if you're recording it, then you've just recorded your mistake. And if they didn't notice the first time, they will maybe the 18th time. Yeah, exactly.
Right. Because here's the interesting thing for those of you who don't, you know, aren't watching the live webcam cast. No, I'm kidding. There isn't a live webcam.
Oh, God, that was scary.
Sorry. Although I wish people could see your hair. It's so great.
I started to get scared about how I didn't wear a shirt.
You started by just doing some percussive stuff on the guitar, right?
Yes.
Just sort of hitting the guitar, and you looped that.
That's the scariest part.
Is it?
Because that's where the whole, like, the length of the loop is created the first time.
All right, so if you don't get that right.
Yeah, you might as well just...
You're going to have to start over, right?
Yeah,
at that point.
Yeah.
So you start looping the percussion, which is just you beating on a guitar. And then you add, I don't want to, you know, spoil this for anybody, but it's unbelievable to see. And then you add a little bit of guitar, you know, and then another layer of guitar. And I don't know how many different layers of guitar.
I think there was 3, or maybe 4 in the initial kind of thing.
And then you're playing around with the vocal tracks, too, as well, adding effects as you sort of pound, you know, pounding on one pedal to add a little bit of echo in this one piece.
I'm kind of a delay freak. That's kind of my thing. It's mostly, especially the vocal stuff. Just a lot. I like to be able to control my own delays and pull out delays that I want, rather than try to teach an engineer which ones I want.
Are you a nightmare to work with in the studio as a result of that?
Not really. This is kind of like my live thing in the studio. I submit myself to the producer, whoever's kind of in charge,
right.
And try to be in their house for a while. But when I'm on stage, it's my house.
Right. It's all yours. How long would it take you to develop the entire arrangement for a song like that?
For all the looping and stuff,
you mean?
Well, it's weird. A lot of the stuff off this record, Australia, shameless plug, was, I mean, I wasn't doing any of this at the time that was completed. So a lot of these arrangements, looping wise, were kind of done to try and copy the band on that record. But for all the songs, really, it's just kind of a slow evolution. It's just been like, you know, I probably came up with the beat first and kind of figured out how to copy that, and then I probably just played the song over that a few times, and then I figured out that, oh, it sounds kind of cool if you leave the delay on the guitar, and then I figured out that, oh, it sounds kind of cool if you go, in the middle of it somewhere, you know, or whatever. So it's just like an evolution, really, of live shows, because I didn't really have enough time to really rehearse it at home or anything. So it was just kind of I'd go out to a music store and buy some effects and bring them to the show that night and hook them up differently every night and just kind of mess around with stuff at soundcheck and then, you know, see what kind of I vibed with electronically.
So it sounds like you surprise yourself as well as the audience.
Yeah, sometimes you can. Yeah, I try to be a little bit spontaneous every night because you never know what you might discover.
People must walk in though, and they see, as I did this morning, a guy and a guitar, and you have a certain expectation of what that's going to be about.
Exactly.
And then.
Which is what always used to bother me.
Right.
You know.
Why? Because you couldn't transcend that expectation?
Well, I didn't want to be the expectation, you know?
Right.
No one ever wants to be what people are expecting.
Well, that would be boring.
Kind of go above that a little bit.
Wouldn't it?
Or be a little bit different.
You know, the stuff I read about you compares you to, you know, Jeff Buckley and David Gray and artists like that.
Mm-hmm.
Who did you listen to that really sort of helped you develop to where you are today?
Oh, God.
I know everybody hates this question.
I know, because
the answers can be very interesting.
Yeah, and when it's just sometimes it's just a song here and a song there that moves you. But I think probably, you know, really the first thing that really kind of got me going was the Beatles, which I know sounds cliche, but it's true.
Nothing wrong with that.
In high school, I was like just so into them that it was almost probably psychotic. But yeah, I mean Jeff Buckley. Jeff Buckley is a pretty big influence.
Yeah, he's amazing.
Vocally, you know, that's definitely pushing the limits of the, you know, how good of a singer can you possibly be,
really?
And you know how emotional. And same with like Bono, in that emotional sort of way.
Right.
Which is kind of my thing. I think that's probably the most important thing. Is just kind of trying to get across the emotion.
I can hear a little Bono in there.
Yeah?
Not like a copy, but, you know, but like I could see you sitting down and listening to a few U2 tunes in there while you were coming up.
Yeah.
No, but, you know, part of what's interesting about that, though, is that do you mind my asking how old you are?
Yeah, I'm 14.
Try again.
Okay, 21.
Okay, so you're 21. So by necessity, that would mean that you would be listening to maybe a different set of artists than somebody who came in who was 40 or say 50.
Yeah.
So that's interesting right there.
Yeah, definitely. Although I can find the love for the older stuff a little bit. Some Van Morrison back in the day. I listened to a lot of Van Morrison and Elton John and stuff like that. That kind of my mom turned me on to.
But there's Elton John and then there's Elton John. Which Elton John are we talking about?
Are
we talking about like the Honky Cat, Honky Chateau?
Let's just say
Elton John.
Let's just say not so much. Can you feel the love tonight? But a little bit older. Although you know what, I'll plug, Elton John lately.
Right.
He's still rocking.
He's still out there. You got to give him his props for that.
I actually really liked one of his records that came out when I was in high school. It was called The Big Picture, and I actually really liked it.
I don't know why,
but it was definitely that the new Disney Elton.
New and improved.